Manx Radio's 2016 election coverage.
Our election coverage, which includes four candidates today, incidentally, will be going past 8.30, goes to Aaron Michael, where 27-year-old Carlos Phillips is standing single. He's an external relations officer, policy and legislation with the government. He's worked as an intern with the EU president, an independent candidate. Before he went, he was briefed on the Isle of Man's EU relationship, he tells us. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Your CV is very long and very technical in that it covers areas inside government's external relations, law studies at Lancaster and politics in the College of Europe. In practical terms, though, on-the-ground politics in the island. How fluent are you in that?
I've worked alongside at Tynwald. I've been working with secondary legislation. I do most of the island's EU sanctions. So you could say I have experience of that.
Are you good with talking to people on the doorstep, is
absolutely,
what I'm trying to say?
Absolutely. I've grown up in Lazette, even with my parents' restaurants. I've been serving since I was a wee boy. I'm good with people. I like them. I like talking. And you need that, certainly, in this sort of role.
Well, what sort of issue should the island be most concerned about at the moment? This is nationally as opposed to locally.
Certainly. Well, nationally, I'm quite focused on ensuring the island is promoted and defended abroad. These are indeed quite hostile times for international finance centres. Of course, Brexit is a major concern in securing the best deal for our farmers, for our manufacturers, and looking at the opportunities that may present themselves.
You're actually inside the machine, if I could put it that way, at the moment. So are we well placed enough, do you think, to beat off what is heading our way?
Certainly work is already underway. And from my perspective, I think we need to be especially proactive, and the next administration will need to hit the ground running in that respect. We'll need to work closely alongside our colleagues in the Crown Dependencies in Jersey and in Guernsey, making our voice heard, because they're similar issues.
You feel that your inside knowledge will help the House and the Court decide and debate on these issues?
I'd like to think so. Certainly I'd like to give something back. I mean, the island's been very generous to me with my studies. I would have never had these opportunities otherwise. And if I can use that and contribute, I'd like to do so.
He went to Ramsey Grammar School, did
he? Indeed,
Aaron
yes.
Michael, a rural constituency in the main, more involved perhaps in farming and erosion. How do you feel the farming community is viewing life for the next 5 years?
Well, I think farmers have been telling me on the doorstep that they'd like to incentivise food production. They're concerned about food security and self-sustainability, and I can relate to those issues. My grandfather was a farmer, albeit not on the Isle of Man, but I'm aware of the hard work.
But have you given them any guarantees that, yes, we will make sure that's looked after? Are you able to do that if you become a member?
I'll certainly give a guarantee to listen and proactively feed their concerns on the floor of Tynwald. I'd like to have a good working relationship with the Manx NFU, with other stakeholders, and to try and listen and learn.
You're going to go to every business annually in the constituency. You pledged this.
I'd quite right. I mean,
every business, every little business?
I'd like to do my very best, my level best to do so. I mean, as I've said before, I'd like to start a conversation that lasts 5 years, not just go and knock on doors for a vote and then leave them. You know, being from a small business family myself, I mean, I understand these concerns, and I'd like to go and listen. Listening is the best thing.
Well, let's have a look at travel. The open skies policy should regularly evidence its effectiveness. What does that mean?
I think it needs to be kept under scrutiny. I come to this with an open mind. Some people are for it, some people are against it. Recently, we've been having difficulties with it, and so I'd like to look and how that can be improved, really.
London City warrants targeted support. Well, we should give money to London City Airport to keep them in the black.
Certainly not to London City Airport. But to think about that route as one of our essential routes for business is certainly an example, just as the other routes are important as well, to the northwest, the hospital, to various other family links and ties.
You support proportionate means testing. So not means testing right across the board, but to a degree where it's necessary. I'm putting words into your mouth.
No.
Is that what you mean?
I think you got the gist of it there, yes. But from my perspective, I think it's important that we have confidence in the means testing process, both the public and so that it's accurate and that people can have faith in it.
And finally, the Sea Services User Agreement is crucial. You think you'll have a yes or no on that?
Oh, absolutely crucial. Very much so.
Carlos Phillips standing in air. And Michael, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Keep up to date with the latest House of Keys General Election 2016 coverage on manxradio.com.